On Wednesday this week, the 27th annual Tibetan Shodun Festival, also known as Yogod Festival in Exile, opened at the Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts in Dharamshala to celebrate Tibetan opera from 10th to 22nd April. Around 12 Tibetan opera troupes from various settlements will present different Tibetan opera performances in the course of the 13-day Shodun Festival. To encourage participation from young people in learning the Tibetan opera and performing, several Tibetan schools are participating in the festival this year. So in today's episode of In Conversation, we have invited Mr. Thundup Gyalpo, who is currently the junior headmaster and chairperson of the school culture committee, along with Lobsang Doma, a class 12 student from Upper Tibetan Children's Village School, to tell us more about the school participation in this year's Shodun Festival. Welcome to our program, Gyala.
Hello.
Welcome. To start with, Gyala, can you tell us or take us through your school's participation in the 27th Shodun Festival this year and years before that?
Just like to all the weavers from RPTCV Shodun, we call it Lashung team. And this year, on the 27th Shodun Festival, RPTCV Lama Sokpa is participating. And in this participation, we have 58 students are participating. It's a mass participation. And those students are really interested in learning Lhamo, and they are willing to do this very difficult drama. And they really work hard, not just a month. We work really hard from last August. And then we performed during our 23rd October anniversary. And then this is the second time that we are performing. So I'm sure they will perform beautifully on the 20th of April. So let's go back to how it happened, isn't it? So we announced that we are going to have a new RPTCV Lhamo Sokpa. And those who are interested, you can come and learn and listen to the story that we are going to present. And then more than 100 students came, isn't it? I was shocked. And thank God we have three music teachers, Mrs. Tenzin Shudunla and Mrs. Tenzin Nodunla and Mr. Dawatashila. And this year, Mrs. Tenzin Nodunla, and she took the responsibility of teaching this Suginima. And then for a month and a half, isn't it, we gave all them the chance, isn't it? And then slowly, and then the number has been reduced to 60 and then 58. Now we are 58 students who are performing this.
So does that mean, did you audition the students? Since there, you said it's like there are more than 100 students with no age bar, right?
No age bar.
So everyone is free to give their name for the Lhamo.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And that was not the audition, isn't it? We just announced that we are going to present Suginima, and those who are interested, please come. And I told you, more than 100 students came. And then as they were learning for a month, isn't it? And then students are students, isn't it? So what happens? First, they are very interested, and then somehow they have their own interests and different interests. So slowly, we didn't audition, but then we came like... Now it comes down to 60, it's something like that. And class 10 and 12 students, and we allow not to participate in Shodun because at the end of the day or at the end of the year, they have to give the CBS board exam. So during that time, they have a lot of problems. So for class 12 students and 10 students, we are not giving them a chance, isn't it? Or only for class 6, 7, 8, 9, and then 11 students.
So, Gyala, since you told us already, this year, Upper TC is performing Suginima. So, in your words, how do you explain Suginima to a group of students that they are going to perform this particular Lhamo, right, Ajahn Lhamo story?
It's a beautiful story. Suginima, isn't it? It takes time. But first, we have to tell them the story, isn't it? We have to tell them story, and we have to call a storyteller from Tipa also, and then we have to read the story also. So we told them An artist came from Tipa, Mrs. Kyasanla. She came and told them the story of Suginima, and it was really interesting. And I also told them a story about Suginima. And then, but listening to these stories, isn't it? And these stories are all ethics, isn't it? It's really interesting. And then what happened? Lots of students are like, they love stories, isn't it? And they don't want to perform that story on the stage. And maybe because of that, there are a lot of students are coming up.
So, okay, and they are spellbound by the story itself, right?
Yes,
it is
yes.
One of the most beautiful story.
Absolutely.
Rest as well. So, Lobsanla, my question to you is: so, can you tell us how did your interest in opera and came about, and is it how challenging it is it to learn or perform Lamo?
First of all, I'd like to send greetings to all the viewers. And then my interest came from class 10, when I was in class 10. And our music teacher, Ms. Tenzi Chorinla, she announced in the assembly that we're going to have Nangsawe Boom, the opera. And I... particularly as an individual, I like dancing and singing, so I wanted to participate. And then I went to Ms. Tenzi Chorinla and I asked if I could participate in it. And then she said, "Of course you can." And then at the beginning, it was very challenging since the steps were hard. But then slowly, the seniors they helped us and they helped us learn and. And it was very nice. We felt like a family, the whole group. At that time, I had the side role, like doing farmers and stuff like that. And then it was fun. But right now, I am dancing. I am performing as Suginima, the main role of an opera. So I think it was progress from the beginning. Compared to it,
and so Suginima is the main character in this this story, right? So how challenging is it to be a Suginima in the?
It's not very challenging to me, for me myself, because like that we have lots of namtar in it, but like when you after you practice it again and again, it just stays in your mind, and then. Getting into the character, it's pretty difficult, but it's not that very challenging since we're kids. We adapt to the environment, so it's not that very challenging for me.
This must be a little hard question, but when you are performing, when you are being in the shoes of Suginima, what do you understand about the character? How did you feel?
Suginima, she seems like very... tender and not very like how do you say it? She doesn't seem like evil. She's like so how do you say? She's very kind. She cares about everyone else except of herself, and like
very selfless.
Yes, very selfless. And it was kind of heartbreaking when like. Another woman came and tried to kill her, and it was very, like, not very nice.
So all the drama, all the tragedies, and all the love, and everything is there, right, in that story. So, Gela, so can you tell us how long does the preparation for opera in school setup takes time?
It takes a lot of time, actually. And then we always do these activities after class. That means from after class means from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And children are free to do whatever activities they want to do. So we don't have much time, isn't it? It's just 2 hours or 1.5 hours. So it is going to take time. And we normally start in the month of May. And then whenever we get a free time, long time, we always ask the children to come for the practices, isn't it? So from May, then June and July, and there's exam, and we have a break also. We can't do these things during the exam time, isn't it? And then again, okay, August, September, then October we have to present. So I know it'll take time. And it takes time, but at the end of the day, it's worth it. At the end of the day, we are going to represent such a beautiful opera. And it is all done by the students, my goodness, isn't it? There isn't any staff at all. All are done by the children. And during 26th Shodhin Festival in Mongkut, Ms. Tenzin Shudunla, she took the responsibility. And this was the first Shodhin Festival that we have participated. And this is the second time that we are participating. Ms. Tenzin Nodunla, now she takes the responsibility, isn't it? So it's really good. And then, as Topsana told you, she learned from the seniors. And these senior students are dancing on the basket ground, and the kids are watching, isn't it? And they're also dancing somewhere. So that's how the interest comes into the children's mind, isn't it? That motivates. And it's really beautiful to have these kind of drama, these kind of lamo in our school. If you have these kind of drum beatings and things are happening, isn't it? And then obviously all the kids are coming, isn't it? And then they also want to do, okay, now when I'll get the chance? Okay, I want to do this drama. And it should be in the school, really, isn't it? It is our responsibility. If we want to preserve, if you want to give this beautiful tradition to the next generation, it should be in the school. And then I'm sure it won't die. It will carry on. And you have seen yesterday on the Tipa stage how these kids are performing. It's beautiful, isn't it? There was a time we don't have any school kids during Shodhin. Now we have three big schools are participating. And we have so many other schools also. Why don't they participate, isn't it? So it's really good.
And credit also goes to the teachers who are involved very much in this this learning opera and teaching to the students and creating a positive environment for the students as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So my next question is, Lopsala, so since you are in the class 12, which is the last academic year in the school life, so how do you juggle learning and performing Lamo and spend giving time to school curriculum apart from your academics?
Since we go to class from 9 in the morning till 4 p.m., and then after school at 4:30, we all assemble for Lashung, and then it normally lasts till 8 p.m., something like that. And then after that, I go back to the hostel, I do my notes, I do my homework, and to revise all the things that have been taught in class. And then time management, like we have self-study in the morning, so I have like much time to do all my things and learn it. But sometimes like it's pretty challenging since like all the free time goes to Lashung, and then we don't get enough time for ourselves. So sometimes we get very like breakdowns, mental breakdowns, we get very downgraded. But at the end of the day, it's not that bad. We get like we get convinced, we get credit for it, so it's not that bad. But like it's pretty challenging though, the learning part. We miss classes, so that's why.
Gela, can you share us the reason behind school taking part in Shodhin Festival, and also a very important question, why is it important for school to participate in Shodhin?
Yes, we have Lashung in the housewise song and dance competition sometimes presentation. Now we thought that these kids need bigger stage, and Shodhin is one of the biggest stage, and really it's not just a small stage. And then we discussed, why don't we participate now in the Shodhin Festival? And Shodhin Festival is a very big stage, it's a very big stage, and then we need to perform well. And why the second one is in it? Because kids, now they need a platform to perform their presentation, isn't it? And that's why we are participating in the Shodhin Festival. And Shodhin Festival is a stage where children can perform their art, isn't it? That's how it begins. That's how we thought. That's how we thought that the Shodhin Festival is important for the kids. Yeah.
And Lobsala, as a student currently in school, so how important do you think Shodhin or this whole learning Lhamo to you?
For me, I think students seem to take it very lightly. Like, we don't seem to think of it as our culture. We just seem to think of it like it's just a dance, it's just a song. It's not that big of a deal. But like, I think the culture perseverance, it really starts from schools, as like when we get older, we get involved in work, we get involved in like daily life, you know, schedules. So we don't get time to focus on the culture. Like, I think it will get completely lost if we don't preserve it at schools. Our culture, it's very rich, like, it's very vast. There are so many things in it, and opera is one of a part of it, and there are many operas, but like, many students still don't seem to know about it. And when they go to Tipa and they see like these operas, I think they get aware, and they're like, they want to know, they get curious about it. I think many students should participate in it, as it is part of our culture, and we need to, you know, focus on it and preserve it.
So these are my questions, Gela and Lobsala. So thank you so much for taking out your time and coming, talking to us, and it was lovely having you guys here.
Thank you so much, Sundara. Thank you.
Thank you so much for watching, and see you all in the next episode of In Conversation with Tibet TV.